We have a very special episode of Jack and the Pop Stalk as we are joined by a very special guest. We talk about her a fair bit in the show. That's because she's very close to my heart. Gemma, my partner, who's also one of our producers here. So she writes some of our stories for us as well. And she's on the show today because she's also queer. I mean, obviously, she's my girlfriend. No shit. But she's also trans. So we're getting some multifaceted perspectives today. And today on Jack and the Pop Stalk, we're talking about queer media, of course, as it is the first week of Pride Month. So we're going to jump into this by just quickly prefacing what's currently happening in the queer media sphere. Now, we just recently had some announcements about Doctor Who, of course, with the new 14th Doctor. How fitting, 14th episode of Jack and the Pop Stalk, and we're talking about the 14th Doctor, Shuti Gatwa, who, of course, is known for his beautiful, beautiful performance in Sex Education. And, of course, Yasmin Finney from Heartstopper, she's also been spotted on sets and is rumoured to play a character named Rose. Now, Yasmin Finney, if you don't know who she is, she's a beautiful trans actress, and that's exciting. But she's been paired with David Tennant in some set photos. But that's currently what's happening in queer media news, but we're going to dive into some of our favourite queer medias. And speaking of television shows, I'm going to start off with by chatting about Everything Is Okay, Everything Is Going to Be Okay, which is a beautiful Netflix series about a 20-something-year-old moving from Australia to America to live with his father and his two half-sisters, one of whom has autism, and discovers that his dad has terminal cancer. Now, it's beautiful. The 20-something-year-old is a queer man. It is also directed and starred by Josh Thomas, who plays a character named Nicholas, who, of course, is an Australian comedian. He's an amazing, amazing person. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, heart-wrenching TV show, and it tackles some amazing, amazing themes. And one of the sisters also discovers that she is queer along that journey. So you get to see Nicholas guiding the next queer generation, which I think is very, very sweet. I was in tears every few episodes. It was a very good one. But enough about what I've been watching lately. Gemma, what have we been watching?
Hi.
Welcome, first of all. Yes, welcome.
My legendary radio debut. What have we been watching? Oh, well, it's not entirely queer, but we have been watching Star Trek Discovery and loving the representation in that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The cute little representation between Tal and Adira.
There's a lot of names in that
show. Adira and Gray Tal. They're beautiful, beautiful. And then we also have the doctor and the engineer, Stamets, and I've forgotten the doctor's name.
There's like 20 characters in that show. It's hard to keep
track. I know. But, and they also had a one-shot comic about the queer relationships as well, which was, I haven't read it yet. I have it. I have. I'm up to date with that whole series, but I haven't read it yet. It's sitting on my shelf, but I'm very excited for it. But what about some films? Some more lesser known stuff. I think we watched a vampire film a little while back.
Oh, yes. We watched a bit last October. And sadly, I think that was the last queer film I watched. Sorry. That starred Nicole Maines, I think her name is,
mm-hmm.
Who's currently been, well, I don't think she is anymore. I think Supergirl just wrapped up. But she was Dreamer in Supergirl.
Mm.
And I think her superhero, who is also trans like herself, is going to be DC Comics canon soon.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. So she's played a queer vampire and a queer superhero. Maybe a queer tree next. I don't know.
A queer tree. But Jack, have you been watching any queer films?
Yeah, actually. So one of my favorite queer romances is a movie from 2020 called Happiest Season. This was directed by Claire Duvall, written by her and Mary Holland, and apparently is sort of a semi-autobiographical story about Duvall's own story of coming out. It's about two women in a relationship, Abby and Harper, played by Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis. They're lovely in this movie.
We love Kristen Stewart, by the way. Bystands. Love her.
So do I. I have a very soft spot for Kristen Stewart, I won't lie, but in this movie, Abby goes home to Harper's family for Christmas, but Harper hasn't come out to them. So you get this kind of very funny but very sweet love story about them just growing to accept each other. And also, I got to mention my comedy hero, Dan Levy, from the masterpiece show Schitt's Creek on Netflix. Please watch it. He plays Abby's best friend, and he is absolutely hilarious. I was in tears at some points from laughing so much. There's one line I have to share. He's talking about all his hookups, and he goes, yeah, I'm just tracking one of my hookups leaving my apartment. The NSA does it, so why can't I? So...
Yeah, that's also really creepy at the same time.
Yeah, but again, Dan Levy makes anything hilarious. I love that man.
That is very true. An older film that Gemma and I watched last year was Boy Meets Girl, which is a beautiful film about a small town country trans woman who's a fashion YouTuber and her best friend and how they navigate falling in love and how she... there's a couple of different relationships in that film that she goes through with a Marine's wife. So there's a bit of drama there. There's a lot of drama, actually. If you like your drama, if you like your tea, Boy Meets Girl is probably for you. Full disclaimer, though, do not watch this with children. Do not watch Boy Meets Girl with children. Do not watch Bit with children. These are not kids-related films. I will preface this by saying there is full frontal nudity in Boy Meets Girl. Love it, but yeah, not for kids.
There wasn't any nudity in Bit, but there was a lot of violence, blood sucking.
Well, it's a vampire film, so like, but it's about like a whole sapphic group of women vampires who specifically hunt down, I think we forgot to mention this, they specifically hunt down sexual predators, male sexual predators, which is, I love that, but yeah, but the main character's trans, but you don't realize she's trans until one of the vampires kind of goes, it's a little bit transphobic, but they're like, I know you're not really one of us, but I'll let you in anyway.
No, it wasn't quite like that.
Well, it was one of the girls.
Oh, I thought you were referring to later with the villain who's like, he can kind of sense things, kind of has like Jedi sensing powers, and he goes... kind of looks her up and down one, and he's like, well, it is the 21st century.
Yeah, that was really funny. But yeah, there was also the other line that the head vampire says. But speaking enough about the visual recorded media, there's also a lot currently going on in written and tactile media.
Tactile. Oh, stuff you can touch, right.
It's tactile.
Yeah. Good old-fashioned
sorry,
books.
That's such a...
Books, comics, art, all that good stuff. Gemma's got a fun fact she wants to share about a beloved queer comic book character.
Well, yes, I do love me some Batwoman, mm-hmm. who is a queer icon in comics. But fun fact, she was actually originally introduced in the 50s as a way to throw off people who are like, Batman's too gay. So they decided to give him a love interest called Batwoman. But 50 years later, they were like, actually, let's make Batwoman herself gay. So it just became more gay over time.
We love Greg Rucker as well. If you're unaware, Greg Rucker is one of the most talented writers in comic book history. And he is known for his tenacity and his blatant disregard for what other people think of him and his writing and just going for what he believes is right. But he also is one of the only men who can really accurately portray a woman and a woman's like feelings and her emotions, but also queer relationships as well. He's done fantastic work. An honorable mention in the comic book world as well I want to talk about, because I'm a big stan, is Black Magic. There is some queer stuff going on in Black Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So the main character, Warren, she's very, very gay. And my God, oh my God, she is. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Is it getting hot in here or what? She's beautiful. She just gives me absolute amazing, awesome vibes. But Black Magic is a witchy comic book series done by Image Comics, which is an independent comic book publisher. And it's a combination between Greg Rucker and Australia's own Nicholas Scott, who is an amazing, amazing artist. And yes, I'm going to try and get her on the show at one point. I stan her, and I love her. And she's known for doing Wonder Woman. Really well known for doing Wonder Woman about 10 years ago. But she's currently doing Black Magic and a bunch of other stuff at the moment. And her depictions in this of Rowan and magic and everything, it's a masterpiece. It's an absolute visual masterpiece. So if you can get your hands on it, whether it be online or in physical copies. I highly recommend it if you love your witchy stuff. If you love mystery, there's a lot of mystery as well. And it also breaks down intergenerational trauma and a bunch of other stuff as well, which is awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. But there's a book that you and I have both read recently, a series called Nemesis, speaking of superheroes, speaking of all things fantastical. That's pretty, pretty cool. Gemma's a lot more excited about it than I am, so I'll let her have a wiggle on.
Yeah, because for a while there, I was really struggling to get back into reading and novels, and I found this series, Nemesis, by April Daniels, which is about...
It's a YA novel.
About a trans superhero, and I found the first novel, Dreadnought, because that's just the main character's superhero name, and I loved it, and it got me... made me fall back in love with reading again. And I think because it had a trans character, which I hadn't read before. But interesting fact, which it might excite Jack, I think there's been talks of turning it into a movie or TV series.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
I think I saw something online about it a couple months back. It looks pretty exciting. I'm excited for it, as this is the main character. Danielle. Which is interesting because the writer's name is April Daniels, so it's very...
Semi-autobiographical.
I'm not sure. I'm actually not sure about April's own personal experiences and the book, but the name certainly is somewhat autobiographical. And it explores, obviously, the transphobia that you get, will potentially receive when you come out to your parents. But the interesting thing is when Dreadnought's a mantle, like Green Lantern, and when the original Dreadnought dies... the powers get passed on to Danny.
A successor.
Danielle. Because she was the next person nearby. And what the powers do is they create this version of you that you most want yourself to be. So it gives her an instant transition. So she can't hide that she's trans anymore. And she's a 16-year-old. She's a teenager. And she ends up encountering some other homophobia and basically like the Justice League of this world. And she goes on these cool adventures. She has some robot friends. It's pretty wild. But big trigger warning, if you have received some homophobia or transphobia in your life, it does tackle some pretty sensitive themes, but it tackles it in such a way that's true and honest and open, and I love that.
Speaking of the film and TV rights... it was optioned for film. I just checked on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's accurate. But Wayne Brady's production company, Making It Up Productions, has picked it up.
Ooh. I'm excited. I'm so excited for it. And, of course, we've had other queer representations happening recently. Of course, we've had America Chavez in Doctor Shades and Multiverse of Madness.
Very nice.
If you missed that episode, you can catch it on 2SER.com when we delve in a bit more about the banning and the what was actually shown in Multiverse of Madness of America Chavez.
Which was... Oh, sorry to cut you off here. That was the reason that was banned was pretty ridiculous, in all honesty.
It was a bit. It was banned in multiple countries. But if you want to listen to more of that, jump onto 2SER.com and search in Jack and the Popsock and you'll find that episode. We're also going to do a recap at the end of June and jump on at the end and chat about a really special Pride Month comic issue that gets released every year on Pride Month, DC Pride, which is a little comic book anthology series. So we'll jump on at the end of June to talk a bit more about that and some other queer comic book bits and bobs, because there's a lot happening in comic books that is queer. There's a lot happening right now and I want to delve into it. So that'd be fun. But yeah, thank you very much for both of you joining me on the show today.
Yeah, just before we wrap up, there's one more queer romance. Like, this is if you want your proper steamy, nothing held back kind of romance.
Not for kids.
Yeah, this is definitely not safe for work or kids. It's a Italian film called Room in Rome. You can find it on SBS On Demand.
Ooh.
And it's about two women that just meet one night in Rome. They end up back in each other's hotel room. And in aside from some very steamy interludes, they just have a conversation with each other. They talk, they get to know each other, they learn about each other. So it's steamy, but also very sweet at times as well.
That also sounds like the most stereotypical lesbian relationship I've ever heard, too.
It is, but you know, it was a very popular movie. It's It was nominated for foreign for its international cinema. It's very nice. Good. Definitely check it out. Hopefully it's still on SBS On Demand. I really hope they haven't taken it off.
And of course, there's also some queer films happening at the Sydney Film Festival as well. So jump online at sydneyfilmfestival.org and you will find out all of their queer films that they've got going on as well over the next couple of weeks, which I'm excited to go and see, which is awesome. Alrighties. That's what we got time for on Jack and the Pop Talk today.